Welcome, 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 welcome. I know it's been forever since I uploaded a podcast episode on my Anchor, but a lot has been going on. I think it's been like maybe like 8 or so months or whatever. Of course, you know, still the same. Nothing's really new. But the thing is, whenever it pertains to this particular podcast, now, one thing about me, okay, I am kind of weird like that, where I'll do something or I'll have an idea and I'll do it, but it's almost like I'll do it in a sense where I'm putting it in a file folder for me to come back to later if I'm not necessarily 100% confident on my consistency to that. So I know it's almost just like, oh my God, she doesn't stick to what the hell she's gonna do. That's not necessarily true. Once again, I am just like that. I leave breadcrumbs. I've noticed that about myself, and I cannot even lie or hide that. I am a breadcrumb type of person, even when it pertains to my channel. Yeah, I may do something in year two and you'd be like, oh my God, what happened to this? But it doesn't necessarily mean that I won't do it. It's just a matter of the breadcrumb is there for a reason, so that I can figure out how to put the crumbs back together to make a sandwich, because the girl loves to eat. Okay, but anyway, even whenever it pertains to this, you know, I mean, who knows? I probably may end up talking to myself as always, but whatever, I don't care. I mean, at this point, whenever it pertains to like what I'm doing, a lot of times I just don't have an avenue to vent. But I also noticed about myself that I like to talk to myself, which is weird. So I guess maybe in a sense, podcasting is totally like up my alley, because I'm like talking to myself. But even outside of that, you know, being inside the spiritual realm and stuff like that, it can definitely get overwhelming. You don't necessarily always have somebody who's going to understand exactly what you do, where you come from, the burden that lays, that you pretty much choose to lay on your shoulders. Because let's be clear, you know, it kind of does irritate me sometimes, you know, just hearing from people saying, making it seem like they didn't necessarily have a choice whenever it pertains to like being in the spiritual realm in this lifetime. And that's not true, because you guys know I'm a black and white type of person, so there's always going to be a choice. Hence why you came over into this life with the energy of free will. You can do whatever the hell you want to do, and you can choose to not do whatever the hell you want to do. So automatically putting it out there like, oh yeah, you know, I was just forced into this. Because once again, at the end of the day, it's up to you, your body energetically speaking, to reject it or accept it. So you don't even have to move forward. You know, so it kind of, again, maybe this is just me venting. So sometimes it does make me raise an eyebrow like, you know what, you don't have to do this. OK, but also at the same time, you know, I have to also be mindful that, you know, not everybody had that same, you know, instruction or guidance when it pertains to, you know, you can shut that shit down any moment. You know, it's up to you. You don't have to continue forward. So I get that. But, I also want it to be a situation where even in the spiritual community, we're not getting stuck to one particular construct of a way of doing things, or, you know, it has to be like this, or just because my grandmother was a witch or whatever it is, then that means I must do that. No. What if your job is to break that line? Because who knows what our ancestors could have done in a past life to get what they got. I mean, let's be honest. I don't know. I wasn't there. As much as I would think I was there, I wasn't there. Okay. So it's definitely one of those things, you know. And then, you know, just being completely honest and transparent, I would say probably, let's be honest, I would just say probably over like these last 2 years, I've just been, not even 2 years, I would say possibly over the last year, I've been feeling like, you know, it's just time for me to move on whenever it pertains to the spiritual community and what I'm doing. So I would say that I'm using this podcast at this point to vent to myself, because it also could be good for me to come back to it and listen and be like, man, you remember a year ago when you told her just like, screw this, I'm out of here? Yeah, that's me. Even as far as like, you know, maybe 2 weeks ago, last week, maybe even a little bit still today, you know, I'm transparent. I have no problem being honest and saying, you know what, I'm feeling like at a point that I've gotten to a period in spirituality, or gotten to a period when it pertains to this business, that I just need to be done. And I feel like a lot of it is, for me, sometimes I do feel inadequate. Because again, people in the spiritual community have a funny way of making you feel inadequate if your story doesn't align with theirs in terms of how they started, you know, where they came from, their family background, or my family was an astrologer, my family was this, my family was that. So even coming into the spiritual community, it can be overwhelming. It was overwhelming for me, you know, even going back. I mean, and then of course, you know, I may sometimes put on a good front, but you know, it does make me a little maybe insecure, I should say, sometimes, especially coming into, you know, like I said, this community. Whenever I did, I came in knowing nothing. You know, a lot of you guys that were there with me at the beginning, you remember me sitting on the floor reading from the book because I don't know. But, you know, also there's this energy here. Well, I mean, there's an energy sometimes in people's chart, which I've been learning about more, that there are certain asteroids or fixed stars that I'll get into maybe on a later episode, where if you have it conjunct a certain particular planet or angle, then it can, you know, it can do good for you, especially when it pertains to the spiritual community. Like, for example, in my chart, you know, of course, if you guys don't know, I am totally a Cancer sun, but a lot of people, that's not their first guess when they're like, when I'm like, what's my sign? It's always Leo. Like, come on, give me a damn break. Like, no, I'm not a Leo, I'm a Cancer, but I can see how they may get there because I'm like a late Cancer and I have, I have two Leo placements. That's about as far as it gets, okay? But I do have, my angles are on like my midheaven and my IC are on an Aries degree, you know, 13 degrees. So I could kind of see where that fire is coming from. And you know, I'm fire, period, I guess, in maybe a way, even though I'm water, because I would bust some shit down, let's be honest. But also at the same time, I have a lot of planets in Earth. So in a way, I feel like I am like a pizza, perfectly, you know, cut. Not all the time, but you get the point. It's even, you know, it's even majority of the time. So I feel like that, like I can tap into the different elements if I want to. Air is sometimes difficult to me because I have definitely a stutter or a stumble with my words. And I've always been insecure about that too. Like, damn, I can't get this shit right. But either way, I just learned how to go with it. You know, my speech isn't going to be perfect, but also I feel like that's a part of me that makes me more transparent, because it's not perfect. It's not rehearsed. It's not, feel like it's reading off a teleprompter. Like, I couldn't be in the news. I've been told you, oh my God, a thunderstorm's coming and it's supposed to be sunny skies. You know, so I, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, it's growing over time. But like I said, in my particular chart, on one of my angles, my ascendant to be specific, I have asteroid Merlin. And just from my research, asteroid Merlin, I think, is at 12 degrees Libra. So my ascendant is 12 degrees Libra. So with it being such a tight conjunct on my ascendant, which is also on a Pisces degree, you know, me reading that book and just pretty much skimming, it's almost like my brain was like, I don't know. I love Doctor Strange, by the way, but in the movie, Doctor Strange, it was almost like he was flipping through the pages so fast. It was almost like his mind was just immediately retaining information. Doesn't matter how fast the pages were going. And that's how I feel whenever it pertains to spirituality. Like, you know, my brain is moving so fast, like it's picking up so much information. You know, I can look at, you know, I can skim a whole bunch of pages at once, and then I can crack through it and just look at it. You know, so within itself, I recognize that as a gift, but it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm 100% comfortable in the gift, because, you know, there's a thing within me where it's almost just like, what if they don't listen? What if they don't believe me? And I've been feeling like that for like the last year, like, okay, they don't listen, they don't believe me, or obviously there's something that I'm doing that is incorrect or it's off-putting to the spiritual community. So I've been having a battle within myself in terms of like not like getting so, like being so hard on myself, but it's difficult not to, because unfortunately I also can't get past that Virgo part in my chart, especially in the 12th house, where I'm like, maybe being a little bit of a perfectionist when it pertains to spirituality. And I wouldn't say it's a perfectionist. I would say it's a matter of, I have too much respect for it to do it incorrectly. You know, I have too much respect for it to lie. And that's harsh. Even talking to my, you know, partner, he's almost just like, you're going to have to chill. Sometimes you're going to have to lie. And I can't do it. It's hard. You know, it's hard for me to just be like, oh, such and such is coming back, when I know for a fact in me, that's not true. It's hard for me to be like, oh, you're going to have all this money doing nothing, sitting on your ass. I can't do that because I'm too practical as well. It's hard for me not to be practical, and I feel like that's off-putting in the spiritual community. And I've just been feeling like very low, inadequate, like not been feeling good enough about myself for like a long time in this space. So it's been, in a way, making me feel pushed to branch out, to do other things. I mean, of course, I've started something else like on my own, but it's still in like the spiritual realm in a way, but it's more so herbs and organic stuff and healing and stuff like that. And I feel like I take my skills in terms of me liking to cook, and I'm combining that to do healing stuff. Oh, if you've made it this far into this, I'm going to put you up on a little game about a white spell that helps draw in money. The planet of Jupiter is fire. Hence why people who have good Jupiter placements, or people who are Sagittarius or Pisces, ruled really good when it comes to manifesting quickly, because it's that Jupiter, it's that fire energy. I think Jupiter's masculine, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, there's a white spell where you use sesame seeds. You get an unopened jar of sesame seeds. Now, you can go to Whole Foods. It doesn't have to be, the sesame seeds are like $10 for a small thing. It was expensive when I went to like our organic store right next to my house. But what you do, you also get a piece of paper and you write your manifestations on there, you know, so it can, you know what it is, like, you know, I have an overflowing bank account where I don't have to worry about any money, you know, a new car, whatever it is. And then you get a dollar. Okay, and you pretty much wrap the dollar and then the piece of paper around the sesame seed jar. Okay, now the dollar needs to go in front. The dollar needs to be seen. Don't put the dollar behind the paper. The paper needs to go behind the dollar, and you put a rubber band on it. And you put it, I put mine in the cabinet, like the spice cabinet, where nobody, I mean, come on, let's be honest, ain't nobody in my house cooking. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. My partner does. He does do that. He does. I ain't gonna lie. And he knows if I'm having a bad day, then he'll come cook. I can't. I'm not going to knock him too hard on that. But put it in a place where nobody can see, but it needs to be in a cool place. So that's why I said the cabinet, or you can put it in one of your cabinets in the kitchen where, you know, not a lot of traffic goes in there. Because you want to keep that energy in there. So definitely put it in a cabinet where it's not being opened all of the time. Or if it is being opened, nobody notices the sesame seeds in the back. So hide it. You pretty much just let it go. You let your intention go, and you change out your sesame seed thing. You do this every 3 months, and I ain't gonna lie, it has been working. I'm not even gonna bullshit you. Not it has been working, but I feel like for me, it's worked in a different manner in terms of it's worked in a way where, you know, it has opened up within me my idea chamber. I always have ideas, but it's opened up my idea in a way where I'm going back to things, tweaking them, making them better. Like, okay, you can do this, and this is going to help you draw in what you need. For example, after I did the sesame seed jar, I haven't did phone reading since I started, but something told me, okay, just give it 2 days. You know, also my partner told me this as well. He was like, try phone readings again. But all these ideas started flowing back to me, things that I used to do that I could do better, you know, and then within a week, phone reading, you know. So I'm like, okay, so it's not about it just coming to you instantly, because that's the thing to me when it comes to white spell magic. You still got to be moving on the ground for this to help, for this to work. You can't just set it there and walk away and you don't do nothing. You got to move. You got to put in effort. And the more you put in effort, that's whenever it's like gems are going to be dropping, either by other people coming to you with the ideas or whatever it is. But, you know, so that's just a little bit of a white spell magic for those of you that want to try it. It's been working so far, but the thing is, when it comes to that, you all, like I said, whenever you set your attention, you gotta leave it alone. Don't be going back, taking a rubber band off, looking at it. No, that just leave it alone and walk away, and you go along with life as normal. Okay. But anyway, so yeah, this has been this pretty much little rant episode of me just talking to myself. This is good. It feels like it's like my own audio diary. Even nobody listens to it, whatever. But even if somebody does, I feel like in a way, something that I say or so that you can see your life inside of what it really feels like to be a medium or be in the occult, because I feel like it gets hidden too much and people try to make it seem like this is a cookie cutter journey or it's just so amazing, it's just so easy, and I don't like that. You know me, I'm gonna give it to you on the real side of things, but don't necessarily mean it's gonna be all negative. It's just a matter of you gotta know what you're signing up for, and I feel like that's what a lot of us have failed to do research on. We don't research into what we're signing up for. We just go and hope for the best, which is, to me, I'm not gonna do that, because that's just unrealistic to me, because you gotta know what you're getting yourself into. Same thing when it comes to relationships. I don't know how the hell y'all get into relationships with these people and you don't do your research. Hell no. My Scorpio Pluto attaching to a whole bunch of planets is like, fuck that. You need a file folder on these, okay? Anyway, so yeah, thank you for listening in. Okay, I'll probably come back to this maybe in a couple years and see, like, wow, you know, I made it through. But anyway, so yeah, thanks for listening in, and I'll see you guys next time.